previously on A-Squad.
Hey everybody, A-Squad's back. Good news for people who like plastic crap in their living room. Rock Band 4 was announced.
What am I eating?
Yeah.
Why would he, like, he was a recruit back in the city. First day on the job. When did he just jump everyone in the chain?
And now he's the president's daughter's bodyguard.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. He's not only the voice of a generation and a lyrical genius and a gay fish. He really put a lot of thought into this game. I can't wait to play as Kanye West's mom in heaven. I wanted to play like Doodle Jump. They had a lot of adult cartoons back then, man. Remember Wolverine always trying to grab ass on Jean Grey? That was not cool,
man. Why is Cyclops jumping?
Right.
It's going on right under his eyes.
Right.
Those visors were blocking out all that smooching.
I know. He had his hater boxes
on. That's why he wore
them. Oh, baby, it's triple. Oh, yeah.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Let's get
started! Come on! Hey everybody, A-Squad's back again this week. It feels good. Knocked the dust off our mics a little bit last week. We got a special guest this week. He has been on the show. How long has it been, dude?
Months.
I'm going to say over a year maybe since you've been on the show.
At least.
All right, you want to tell everybody your name?
It's Lou. Gamer tag is Praying Won't Help.
Favorite system?
The cheapest one, homeboy.
Whichever one you can rent. From a library.
You play Snake on your flip phone? Is that what we're doing?
I was the man at that.
Drug
Me
dealer.
Me too, man.
Was the thing? Was like drug...
and the calculator.
Yeah, the calculator.
Anyway, Giant Shock's with me again. Max Barracuda's with me again. So, I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. Let's roll into what we're playing right now this week. What's happening, fellas?
Show got wacky.
I actually, on my dashboard when I came home last Friday night, there was this game that just said Zombie Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, let me check this out. I looked at the preview and it's...
Is it three games?
3D?
No, three games.
Trilogy.
Oh, we all were asking ourselves that same question. We finally realized that after like 3 hours of playing it that there's three sections of boards. That it's like, okay, this is one.
Yeah. So I played a little bit of this with you. It's not just Nazis.
No, I mean, it's demons, more or less, but you're in World War II, and it has, like, all the English...
It's weird that all the writers think that demons and Nazis go, like, hand in hand. Like,
well, I mean, as far as, like, you know, the last 100 years or so, that'd be the closest thing to...
It's like the most evil...
Nazis are a bad thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you could say Nazi in any country, maybe except for Germany, and then you're just like, oh, I'm a bad people.
Yeah, Germany's like, who?
Well, it didn't happen!
Right. Anyway, so how's the game?
The game is surprisingly awesome, like, because I just never heard of it, so I didn't expect that much from it. I thought maybe it would just be fun to play, but they put a lot of effort into it. The graphics are way above what I thought from a $40 game.
And $40.
It was mad fun
weird,
to play.
Weird price, $40. You get 60 or you get, like, the discount, 15
No, that's
20.
Just the regular price of the game for an Xbox Live Gold membership.
Is there, like, a story mode, or is it just that multiplayer mode?
No, there's two. There's a horde mode, which, you know, after you beat all the story modes, you could go through, and then there's there's a horde mode, and then there's a story mode, where it has, I believe it's, like, about 20 boards, and each board takes about 2.5 hours to beat. So it's a lot of gameplay, and it could go up to four people per per run.
Does it help with more people? Like,
way easier with more people?
Like Left 4 Dead?
Like Left 4 Dead, you can't
like that.
Solo job, you're just dead. But and it's one of the only zombie games that actually you have to hit the zombie in the head, otherwise they just don't die.
They won't die at all.
No, so like
no, you could pump them full of bullets. I had a couple kills. So
I mean. It's they don't go down, man. You can rock.
It's like The Walking Dead,
not the higher end zombies.
Like The Walking Dead.
No. I mean the horde mode, but in the sword mode, they don't go down if you don't shoot them in the face.
Gotcha.
Like you have to shoot them in the face, and then they go down right away.
Like The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Well, like
thank you.
Yeah, everyone knows the deal with zombies.
No.
But yeah, so it was pretty depth. The weapons. I mean, if you're a fan of Call of Duty 2, that's literally the same weapons. You know, I know every weapon just because I played that game a lot.
Are you all army? Or
no,
civilian.
You're army people. There's four girls, four guys to use, and each girl matches with the same guy. So there's a Russian pair, there's a German pair, there's an English pair, and then there, I believe...
Are they cartoony stereotypes like Pacific Rim was?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like they got the wolf fur.
Well, I remember playing the...
Heisenberg von Schultz is like the German guy.
I was playing the Nazi doctor, and he had the big fucking scientist glasses. And
He
kind of looked like Professor Farnsworth.
But you know, for a little game that I never even heard of, I mean, I think it was made by Rebellion Studios. It was really, really good. And, I mean, it begs for DLC. So even if you do get a chance to beat the whole thing and you're like, oh, I'm done with it, like, I mean, they could probably give you a couple more levels. And as far as the game goes itself, I mean, it's unlimited fun. You could actually change the difficulty levels. Not like, okay, medium, hard, whatever, but like how many zombies pour into the board. You could have it either for one, two, three, or four people. So you could be like two people rocking four people.
Rocking a four people wave.
Oh, wow, man. So that's cool.
No zombie game I ever had that option where, like, okay, let's rock more zombies.
You ever beat those motherfuckers with the machine guns?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because they were ruining my day.
You have to snipe them in the face with sniper rifles and whatnot.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
But we were rocking that game. Then a game that you actually introduced me to, I started playing a lot because we use iDarb.
Yeah.
And that's one of the most simple, funnest games I've ever played.
I'm still playing it.
Yeah.
I love the idea that it can be so simple and so fun also. Yeah.
It's like one of these.
It's what Nintendo banks on, really.
And they're not doing it.
Because iDarb, they don't control the Twitter feed underneath. They don't filter it. So it's almost funny just reading the tweets. And they can't get blamed for it.
I want to say 6 out of every 10 tweets are like, Bill loves dicks. like Bill Smith loves dicks. It's like very specific. All
right, so I looked up Rebellion real quick. They're responsible for that Sniper Elite game, which is nice.
Okay.
And that might be why the game is really based upon the sniper rifle. Like, that's your most valuable weapon is the sniper rifle.
Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah.
Shotgun, too.
Evil Genius they're responsible for. Judge Dredd versus Zombies. Yeah,
Judge Dredd versus Zombies, is that the thing?
It's a mobile game.
Oh, sign me up.
I want to play some of that.
Sniper Elite, Nazi Zombies Army is what they call it. All right, so, you know.
But I never had that. I'm
sensing a theme here.
Yeah, me too.
I never just came
home. But whatever, do what you're best at, you know?
Just came home and been so surprised by a video game like that. And that's why I love the new generation of gaming where I don't have to go to the store or, like, go online.
Makes it easier to find those hidden gems.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, right on my dashboard. Yo, check this game out. It's awesome. And it really was. I suggest that if you just have some time and some friends, go for that. You just endless hours of fun with that.
As long as you enjoy killing zombies, that's a good time.
Who doesn't enjoy killing
zombies? At this point, nobody.
Yeah.
It's a good, fun game.
I'm a big fan of the team horde modes where, like, everyone gets together and like, they team up to try to, like, stop the
waves. When Gears came out with it was pretty cool.
Gears, I thought, was the funnest one because Gears
originated it.
No.
The Horde mode? No. I mean, I'm sure there's a game that did it earlier.
Halo had it.
Well, they popularized it, if anything.
Was it?
But that was still post Gears, wasn't it?
But Gears 2 had it. That was the first one they had, not Gears 1.
We'll look at the timeline. Right, we'll look at the timeline.
But I thought always the best one was Gears of War, just because every enemy in Gears of War was so different from
another. And the building and the buying and the fact that people could be the bad guy, you know, the Horde.
I was actually thinking, if you do know the answer, just hit the Facebook page. Help us out.
Yeah, throw it out. Be like, hey, morons, Gears came out first. Yeah, it's definitely cool that happens, and it's definitely cool to hear there's no bugs in it or anything like that, because Xbox One is really having a bad
rate. There was a huge bug.
Yeah, of course there was.
In level 3 of the first chapter of the trilogy, you're supposed to clear a board, and then, like, the locked door opens up.
Right.
This door just doesn't open up.
Ugh. Was there, like, a zombie stuck behind a wall?
No, we went through it multiple times. We shot everything. We tried crawling through, jumping through it.
Try reloading the board or whatever.
Try reloading the whole thing.
No, same part. Yeah,
same part, same thing happened. So there's a bug in it.
That's
a major bug that I found.
Well, the game's nice though, right?
Oh, well, there's so many boards that it's not a big hit to the game.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Pray more help. What are you playing this week?
Actually, you mentioned Sniper Elite. That was free this month.
Sniper Elite 1, 2, or 2? Two was free this week?
It's kind of cool. Like, you shoot somebody in the head.
Is that on 360?
Yeah. You get, like, an X-ray of the bullet traveling through the skull. And
yeah, they always had some badass
shit. That's a nice touch.
And other than that, I've been playing his copy of Killer Instinct.
The old one? All right, can I just say, playing Killer Instinct with this guy is the most fun thing on earth. Because you can't help but just scream combo. Combo!
The game Sniper Elite, when you shoot a guy through the head, it does like a slow motion shot of it.
Yeah.
They do the same thing in the Zombie Trilogy. If you get like a perfect shot.
Or like through the heart or whatever, right? Like, it's always like a badass.
If it's a perfect shot.
If it's a perfect shot, it'll follow the bullet from the nose of your gun to all the way to where it hits.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. Yeah. Max, what are you doing this week?
I'm not playing a game by that studio, but I'm still on Rayman Legends, which, again, free download. Thank you, Xbox Gold. Game's amazing. It's like just simple platformer, but super fun. Tons of shit to unlock. 9 different challenges in each level. Hundreds of levels.
I like where this is going, man. I like all these free little quirky games.
They're great. They are phenomenal. Great. I can't get enough of them. It's nice to come home and be like, I just want to dick around, play a level for 20 minutes before I do something else.
Yeah.
And have that and not get totally invested in some giant thing.
I've been doing that with iDog. Yeah, I play the little 3-minute match.
Yeah, it gives you like a little quick thing. That you
can throw a spanky on somebody real fast.
You got 15 minutes to kill. That I like gaming that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a creative person, iDog is like the perfect game for you.
I got a ton of people that I built.
Well, that's why I'm worried about it. I'm worried I'll get it, and I'll just fall into the rabbit hole and just start creating too much shit.
I made Captain America, and when I do the dash, it's fun. You know, I yell, shield bash. And usually I get a pretty good response from whoever I'm facing. I have been playing Risk.
Rise?
Risk? The new Risk? Downloadable Risk?
Oh, you're the guy.
Yeah, that's me.
See, I can't play video game Risk. I got those hot dice, though. You know, I got real Risk.
You know what? I've been playing it online. I mean, I play a ton of stuff. You know? I've also been finishing up Dragon Age, which is a much higher
dying game. To play that.
Oh, it's excellent. Oh,
I love the original. Excellent. Second one let me down, but this new one looks great.
The story is fantastic. I mean, there are so many worlds that you can go to on your map. You go to the mountain level. You go to the ice part.
Is it free roaming?
It's free roaming to a point where you have to go back to your castle or whatever, your stronghold, if you will.
Yeah.
And you go to the planning room, the planning bench, and you look where you want to go, and then you go to that region, and then it's free roaming. But the thing is, the free roam areas are so massive. There's like 20 different free roam levels, and each one is as big as a regular game. Like, I would be happy with that section as the whole game.
You're traveling to multiple Skyrims.
Everywhere. It's monstrous. Cool. I can't believe that they put this much into one game. It's huge.
Can't wait to play that.
Oh, it's excellent. I went the wizard path, and you can definitely go different paths. And
I love the mythology of those games, too.
They're pretty nice.
They pull you in pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't want to get into it because it's just so huge, and you can't really talk about the storyline because the storyline's so radically different.
Is it along the... I hate to go too inside baseball with this because not everyone's played the Dragon Age games, but does it follow the story of the first?
Yeah, they got dragons.
To a point. There's some dragons in there.
First one ended with some questions unanswered, and I was like, you either have the child of hell,
essentially. No. Totally different. Okay. Totally different storyline.
Okay.
Totally different
story. That's good
to know. I mean, there are elements that are in the same, but, I mean, two was such a, you know... Dragon Age 2 was such a disappointment. They're back on track.
Waste of time.
You know, I played 2, and I managed to find...
2 is the one I wouldn't suggest playing.
You know what? I like the combat, even if the story, and it was very linear, but...
See, they've played down the combat, where you get to place your guys beforehand. You can, but I never do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's different.
I mean, they do, but... I don't know, man. I guess I scrapped with enough bears and shit that I didn't have to. Like, I was leveled up, you know?
I remember not liking the combat in the original because it was a little Warcrafty where you kind of select a guy to attack and then your character just runs up and starts slashing at him. Yeah. Okay, more of those big guys with the horns or anything?
Yeah, there's Raging Bull who's one of the... the name of the race escapes me.
Raging Bull?
He's
the Nero.
You got the Nero on your side?
Right. He's a washed-up boxer at this point.
Hit me.
Iron Bull. Iron Bull, my bad.
Yeah, you didn't knock me down, Lucifer. You didn't knock me down.
Anyway, back to Risk. I used to like playing the Risk against other people because they had that like the cartoony vibe on the Xbox 360, if anyone played that one. This one is a war room scenario, so like you have somebody standing next to you and they're like, they're attacking Kamchatka, and you actually do it, and it feels pretty nice.
But do they actually have the real war room stuff where they're like, look at these pussies hiding out in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They actually have a woman that you can ask for advice, and hers is always very aggressive. You know, it's never like hold down your stuff. It's like, you got to go get them now. You got to go get them in Europe and whatnot. It's fun for people who like strategy games.
See, I like I said before, I roll hot dice, so I can't be putting up to the computer for me in Risk.
Brian, I kill you.
Taking the human element out of it?
Oh, yeah.
I kill you in Risk.
I'm usually on your side.
Anyway.
You're like my pit bull that I send out for people.
The puppet master.
All right, well, talking about games gets me in the mood to talk about new games. Anyone want to know what's out this week?
I do.
All right, but first we need a sound clip.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's
exciting and new?
What's new?
Out this week. Lots of DLC. Far Cry 4, Valley of the Yeti is good.
Still haven't played it. Want to play that.
Still have it. Nowhere near beating it. Love the Boy. Evil Within, The Assignment, also DLC.
Okay.
I actually bought that game, and it just kind of like, it's way tougher than it is fun.
That's the thing. It's ridiculously repetitive because you die constantly.
Yeah. Are you playing on hard, or is there...
Playing on, like, Cadet, or whatever, like, the normal...
It was a standard. Like, yeah.
Whatever that bullshit
we
is.
We played that for, like, 5 hours one night. Granted, we were probably a little messed up, but I couldn't get away from this chainsaw guy. And then by the time we did, it was like, this is boring now.
I remember you overthinking these horror games. I remember you, like, dancing around in Resident Evil particularly. Then Brian would just come in and be like, pop, 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 pop.
That's the Brian method. That's right. A giant
shock.
Sometimes
the monsters don't expect you not to be afraid of them. Yeah.
All right, Resident Evil. Speaking of Resident Evil, Resident Evil Revelations Episode 3 is out.
Are people playing this?
People are playing it, yeah. I mean,
I'm waiting to hear the word on the street.
The first one will probably be free eventually to give a taste, just like they did with Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for like that half off sale.
I like that too.
I usually just buy the was it
the whole pack?
The whole pack, and you get the first one.
That's what I mean.
They refer to it as the whole Megillah.
But like I did with the
full Monty, if you will,
the Telltale games like Wolf Among Us and all that put out like the complete collection at half off eventually.
Yeah, so. They did.
Well, you could right off the bat just buy the season pass for like $20 instead of $25.
Yeah, but I was late to the game. I didn't have the system in place at that point.
That's true. Ori and the Blind Forest is finally available for systems.
Which one's this?
Ori and the Blind Forest. It's a very artistically beautiful game.
I know the name. I haven't played.
It's very nice. It's not working currently that well on the Xbox One, of course. They're having a real bad week. They're having a lot of things. I'm going to talk about that more in the news. But,
this looks like a pretty game, though.
It is. It's like Dust. Remember Dust, the Elysium?
I do.
Yeah.
That was a very nice-looking game. It's
very painterly.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of colors. They had a full scope of colors in this game. It's nice. Cool. Codename Steam is out. Strike Team of Steam. Yeah. You punch it up on the computer so everyone can see it.
A little screenshot.
Codename Steam, Strike Team, Eliminating the Alien Menace.
That's a name?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little wordy.
It's weird that they stole Steam when everyone knows what Steam in the video game world. It's
got a different connotation.
Yeah. It is a cool thing. It's something that Abe Lincoln set up is supposedly in the storyline about fighting aliens, and it's very MIB-ish.
Like Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
I don't think it was the Vampire Hunter Abe Lincoln.
That kind of phony mythology.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say it's the phony mythology.
Okay.
But that's another, it's a cel-shade game, which I like. I haven't seen a cel-shade game for a while.
Yeah, they're pretty.
I do like them. I like them. I don't know why I like them.
It's a cool way to view a game.
It's a good taste. Yeah. You know, if everybody did it, I wouldn't like it.
Nah, if every game was like that.
A couple sprinkled in here and there is good.
That's the one I would suggest. The highlight that I want to talk about this week, because I like to highlight a new game every week, and there's not a lot this week. Hotline Miami 2. Wrong number. Anyone who ever played the Hotline Miami games, they play like the old Grand Theft Autos from up top, or like a Nintendo game, so to speak, like an NES game. But it's super bloody and super gory, and the story is super evil all the time. The first one was just so badass. I haven't even looked it up. I was going to look up the storyline a little bit from Wikipedia for the show, but I plan on playing it. And it's one of the few PlayStation exclusives that they still have.
Looks like a crazy bloody top-down shoot 'em up.
This is only PlayStation?
Yeah, for now. Yeah, it's only PlayStation.
Are they going to import it to the Xbox One?
I do not know. I mean, as a developer, that's what I would want to do.
You'd want to be on all platforms.
Yeah, it seems like it would go well with the iPhone, too, but it doesn't. It's
interesting looking.
Right now, it's only for PlayStation, and I take that back. Sometimes the controls are terrible when they take it to...
A lot of people in animal masks.
Yeah. All right, so that's really all that's out this week. I mean...
Slow week.
It was a very slow week.
No big release, but...
Oh. We got Zombie Trilogy, guys.
Oh, Zombie Trilogy out this week.
I think that sums up everything. Just go play Zombie Trilogy.
Yeah.
I think it's an IDARB.
Mm. Make sure you get IDARB before the end of the month, because you need it for free.
I can't recommend it enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got kids, play Rayman. Family friendly.
Is it family friendly?
Fun for adults and children.
My daughter's 4, and I got her playing Peggle already.
Oh, see, your kid's going to be just fine with that.
Oh, hell yeah.
It plays like a cartoon.
I got a whole name picked out. Check it out. Raised by Phoenix.
Raised by Phoenix. Fuck
Boom.
You. That's obvious.
What about Nate, then?
Something about Nathan Drake, man.
I feel that the son, you should have the you know, the sire name, like Phoenix. Bring Phoenix on to the next.
I'll bring it on. Yeah. I'll figure it out. He's not there yet.
Well, because, you know, he's, I mean,
he's only 2 years old. When your
daughter gets married, she'll have to change Phoenix to something else.
Well, no, she's still raised by Phoenix. So, and the husband will just have to take my name.
His would be, though, Nate's would be Uncharted something, though. It's got to be.
Uncharted Phoenix.
Uncharted Phoenix?
We'll work on it.
Oh, Uncharted Phoenix's Fortune?
I like it.
There you go.
I like where it's going. I'm with Lou with the little scrunchy face. We're like, maybe. Know.
Hey, we're spitballing here.
Right. We'll leave it up to the listeners. Anyone's got a suggestion for I should give my son for a gamer tag?
Look, you named your kid after Nathan Drake. We'll see how the new game pans out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's hit the news. I got a couple sound clips for the news, which everybody always likes. All right.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Bad news for Xbox One. Worse news.
More bugs?
Yeah. Overdog, which sounded like a great app. Overdog, right now it's available for the dashboard preview program, so it's not hitting everybody's dashboard yet to fail, like Master Chief.
Oh my god.
It was an app for Xbox One that brings players together based on interest instead of skill levels. For example, like you sign up and it'll say like, right now it's very limited.
So gamer social network.
Sort of. I checked it out and they say like, one, they pick out entertainment things that you're interested in, but they only had limited things like Park and Recreation or Guardians of the Galaxy or Katy Perry that you could click on.
Yeah, right. I like some
then,
of those.
Then the second thing, you pick what games you'd like to play with people of similar interest.
And like then it's Halo. Like, oh, I like Halo and Parks and Rec.
Nobody picked Halo Master Chief Edition at this point. Nobody likes that shit.
I would like to play it with somebody, if possible.
No, you know what? I had a story I didn't even want to talk about, but I'll bring it up. It's Friday. I'm feeling good. We got a couple beers in the studio. I'll talk about it later. Grand Theft Auto.
I definitely thought you were about to bring it up.
No, I thought he was about to break into
it. It sounds good, and I went to their website to check out. The intention is to get people playing, obviously, with similar backgrounds and stuff.
Yeah.
I like the idea. The third screen, however, in this app is a network error. So it never works. Hopefully it gets to do what it's got to do once. I mean, this is really what the preview program is for, so I can't blame it. Like, let's say, I don't know, Halo Master Chief Edition that came out and then it just sucks.
They're just having a rough go. I feel like every other day I sign on to Xbox and it's like, cannot connect. There's some sort of bug going
Bungie
on.
Bungie was like, you know, do you want your own dedicated server for Halo Master Chief Edition? They're like, nah, we good.
Yeah. Well, actually, Bungie isn't in charge of that anymore.
Bungie.
Of course they're not.
Oh, I know. Well, Bungie's eating it up, I'm sure. I think at this point, Xbox, I spent so much time looking at that little white circle load things that they should have something like Snake that Lou likes playing on the flip phone or something like that, you know, or iDarb maybe while it's loading, you know, for the hour and a half that it's loading other things. Overdog sounds good. Everyone should check it out. Everyone should sign up for Overdog at
this
point.
Doesn't sound like it, though.
It will be good. It will be good. I personally like the mishmash of personalities in Xbox, though. I don't really want to only play
with
other
people. Isn't
that
half the appeal? Is you're playing with complete weirdos?
To me, that is the appeal, but then again, if you do make a reference, like if I make a hilarious Guardian of the Galaxy reference, I want other people to get it. So I'm in the room with people who like Guardian of the Galaxy.
You're saying I should join this and just make nothing but Ron Swanson quotes at the Parks and Rec room.
Yeah. Lots of
that eggs. That doesn't sound all that fun.
My favorite opponent is a really, really competitive person that's just slightly worse than me.
Yeah. Of course.
It's like, who only gets maybe half your references?
No, he gets all my references and hates me.
Yeah.
Like, every time I throw a reference out, he's like, motherfucker!
Ah, you know what? I was going to go into another story, but that's a perfect segue into this one. Now, a cop was fired for making threats online. What do you guys feel about that? Do you think that you should be held responsible online for something?
Was it during a video game?
It was.
Because that was a Workaholics episode.
It was during Call of Duty.
No. What? That's ridiculous. No, you shouldn't be.
That was literally a Workaholics episode.
The only thing you should be held responsible for is that if you say, if you make a meeting point with an underage child, like other than that, anything you do online is fine.
Okay, so there's a guy named Dave. He runs Hood Gaming TV, and he trolls. He's actually He's actually very funny. If anyone wants to go check him out on YouTube. I don't like the idea of people just trolling people for YouTube.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on this.
Well, here's the story. He got in a room in Call of Duty with a Jackson County Sheriff, Michael Slater. Now, we've all agreed that you shouldn't be fired from your job for what happens online. But what if you're a police officer and you start threatening people? What then?
What's he threatening with? Like, is he like, I will use my police powers to come find you and, like, put a bullet in you? Or is it like...
Maybe.
I banged your mom.
I fucked your mother or something like that.
At first, it was fucked your mother thing. So, what do you guys think? Fired?
No.
Not at that point.
What if he said something like this?
I'm about to come to a fucking paid police officer's house. I get paid to beat a like you.
Ooh. That's a dicey... I mean, I've heard shit like that online before, but it's...
Like, it's still your private time. Like,
yeah? Well... Yeah. What if you did this?
You want to know my address? Get a fucking pencil. Get a fucking pencil.
Well, all right, I got it. All right.
Please show up in my fucking... C-H-I-C-O-T. Make sure you get it right.
Offering the address? I mean, at this point, should you be fired for stupidity? For saying you're a cop who lives at this address and you can obviously be fired at that point? Someone could kind of find you?
Yeah, now he's crossed the line.
No. Although...
He's crossed the line.
To be fair, Dave gave out his address as well.
Talking shit? Be a man.
120-45. These nuts, nigga.
Nah, I think it's all right.
I love him.
It's all good.
Point goes to the victim on that one.
All right.
Clearly put him in his place.
So should this man be fired?
No,
not yet. What about if he went further?
I'll tell you what. Give me your phone number. I'll send you a message of me in my fucking uniform right now. I will send you a picture message to your fucking phone. That way you'll have my fucking face and my goddamn address.
Yikes.
No.
It's getting dicier.
No? You don't think he abused his police privilege
It comes to a certain point where you just...
What if you gave out personal information such as answering this question, which he did?
What's your badge number, then? You ain't no cop.
Which he did.
I think it's totally fine for whipping some guy's ass on the internet and on a video game and just talking shit.
No, there comes a point where you're a public defender and you gotta shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no,
you're not a public defender. You're off.
Personal
time.
Opinion.
You are.
Fire that man.
You should be. You should.
Personal
be
opinion.
That.
Fire that man. Because you're using the fact that you're a police officer.
Yeah, you clearly don't know how to respect your own badge. You're being an asshole. You're
threatening. I like the
people.
Way he said it. Badge.
No, badge. He just has respect
the badge
because he's on our show not for beating up the poor minority.
Yeah, but this could
like
escalate.
That.
This could escalate. This is the kind of asshole who would let it escalate.
I know you don't play too many multiplayer games. It never escalated one time ever. It's never. No one's ever
it
really.
It has.
There has. There have been stories. That
Xbox
we've covered
every swatting story that is out there. It has escalated
that
to ridiculousness.
Was awesome. That's a waste of police funds. Percent of SWAT team instead of like a squad car.
That's an awful thing.
No, I think he should be fired.
It's
taxpayer
money, my friend.
Taxpayer money. That's at least their problems.
Not really I think he's
not talking about their problems.
All right.
No, well, taxpayers.
So I'm there has already been disciplinary action against this individual. What do you guys think happened?
I think he's a dipshit for giving out his badge number, and he's probably suspended with paperwork or something.
Praying won't help.
Say about the same thing, just suspended.
Giant chat.
I say if I had to reprimand him and I was his boss, I would say, look, guy, just don't do that again on the internet because the next time you do it, I'm going to have to take further action against you.
Here's the thing, John.
So if you guys want to know, the guy was fired, man. The guy was totally fired.
Right, so fucked up.
See, Shock, you live in the real world where people have actual reactions to things that are reasonable. The rest of us have to live in this business world where we fire everyone who says something remotely offensive.
All right, business barracuda, like, chill out.
I'm just saying, man. You say whatever the fuck you want. It doesn't fly in certain industries. If you're a public defender, you're fucked.
The point is, don't give out personal information on the internet.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Especially if
number
you're a
two,
cop.
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah. Keep your mouth shut for 2 seconds.
Right.
You're playing
come
Call
on.
Of Duty. Relax.
That's
right.
The whole reason to open your mouth.
I've never respected the hardos who go like, oh, come to my house. You don't know how huge I am, bro. That yeah. doesn't matter, man. We're playing Call of Duty, I'm better than you. Or I'm worse than you, and I'm because just better verbally than
you. And you know, you get to their house, you knock on their door, their mom would answer, they'd have to walk all the way up those stairs.
I don't even get that part of my fantasies. I don't even care about that. It doesn't
matter.
They'd be
winded by the time they get up there.
None of that matters to me.
You'd knock the Cheeto dust off them, and it would suck.
I'll knock the Cheeto dust off myself at that point. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Like, all that is just incredibly inappropriate. I personally think he should have been fired. I think he's stupid.
He's dumb.
All right, fellas. Save it for Shooting the Breeze. This is a video game podcast. Anyway, the guy was fired. Long story short, don't give out information on the internet.
Agreed.
Titanfall. All maps are now free. All the downloadable content maps.
Do people still care?
Well, that's the point. Some people are angry. They're like, oh, I paid for this on the boards. And some people are like, we're just like, all right, cool. We get more people playing now because it's coming back.
Show of hands around the table. Who still plays Titanfall? Not one hand.
Nah, here's the thing, though. Like, obviously, if you wait forever, you'll get things for free.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah,
that's the thing. You pay.
Obviously, things go down.
You pay for privilege.
Yeah, but I don't know why anyone's angry about it. Like,
I don't know.
Well, I get the fact, you know, I paid for this once, and now it's... I get that, but it's...
You paid for it like 18 months ago.
Yeah, right. When it first came out.
Look, I mean, when Wolverine Origins first came out for the Xbox One, I mean, it was $60 too. I could probably pick it up for around $4.
Yeah. If even.
That's just what happened.
You have any change?
I can just walk into the back lot of any GameStop and pick it out of the dumpster.
hand me that beer can. That's worth a nickel.
For free.
I'll give it to you.
You can walk into the store, walk out with it, and the guy won't even stop you.
Right.
Like, thanks.
Right. Is that Wolverine Origins? We've been trying to move those.
Yeah that's kind of what's been going down.
You're home. Do you want to steal a game? Wolverine Origins.
Right there, no, but correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Titanfall not that big a success in the long run?
No, it was a great big success.
At the time. It blew up at first, and then it tapered out real quick.
There's no storyline. There's nobody to hold on to.
It's just a multiplayer mode.
So I mean, once the multiplayer died down, nobody cared anymore.
No, just more games came out, and that was the people lost interest in because more games came out. But it was the first really big game on both of the new systems.
It was an Xbox One
what
exclusive.
I'm saying is, not like PlayStation had a huge game that came out that everyone played either.
No, they haven't.
Well, I'm saying before Titanfall, neither system had a game.
They were banking on Infamous, I think.
What I'm saying, though, is most of the games that came out...
They were banking at the wrong bank, homie.
So many games that came out had this big release, and then big pop, and then nothing. Like Titanfall, Destiny. They didn't really go anywhere. They didn't create enough to at least make even a franchise.
I don't know if games do anymore anyway.
Well, some can make a franchise. These clearly couldn't even get a franchise off the ground.
Well, they're definitely not making another one of those?
I don't think...
Titanfall, they definitely will. Oh, yeah.
Are they?
Definitely.
Are they going to learn from their mistakes and give it a little single player
action? They came up with a whole new studio.
I would like it to be a more full game because like, there was such an intricate story to the multiplayer.
And you want more of that.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, if you're going to make it such an intricate story to the multiplayer, then let me know what's going on more.
I think that was a remnant of
the initial game they were trying to make.
That they were trying to make.
Because this wasn't supposed to be released that early. This was supposed to be released probably that Christmas or something like that.
Right.
But they rushed it along. Xbox was like, yo, we need to get a game.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. You got a point there.
Right. Right. I think the next one will have a beefy storyline. Whether I care about it or not is up for debate.
Well, I mean, that's all between the kind of type of gamer you are. But it was so in the multiplayer that I kind of wanted to play the story mode just because it was so, like, the beginning and the end of every match was so story-based. Plus, while you're playing, like, these characters would come up and, like, you had no love or care for them. Like,
well, plus the Rebels versus the Army is never... I've never really been impressed with that.
Star Wars, guys?
Yeah, but that's different. That's a movie.
All right, everyone remembers their first time in seeing the Rebels versus the Army, but I mean, come on. All
right, what else you got there?
Right. The Revolutionary War?
Last one that I want to talk about. Pete, you might know this comic. I don't... Or Lou might know this comic, too. Brian might know this comic, too, as well. I forgot
to say everyone might know this.
Well, you know, I talk about things outside this room, and people generally don't know comics as well as us. PlayStation debuted Tuesday, their first TV show.
Powers. Love Powers.
Based on Powers the comic.
Powers is great.
Anybody?
I don't know.
I don't know what that fucking
show is. Anyone seen the show?
Powers is really good.
Well, it was a comic book.
It was a comic book. Turned TV show. It's about a group of superheroes turned cops, essentially.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's the Force, the regular cop force. They live in a world of superheroes.
The Powers Unit.
Correct.
Which is, I believe, they're investigating the death of Retro Girl, was the first...
The first couple of issues. The TV show is definitely different.
Are they still going for the killer of Retro Girl?
Well, in the TV show, in the first episode, it's about Christian Walker. his...
He's a caveman. Spoilers.
Anyway. In the TV show, it's a much grittier... Not grittier than the books.
The comic was gritty.
I'm saying it's much grittier than people are used to, maybe with Heroes or with Gotham, yeah, you know, or so to speak. Now, it's about Christian Walker, who used to be...
A super.
A super. Who lost his powers, and now he's a detective who hunts him down. Now, in the comics, it took much longer to get there to figure
very
out
long time.
He used Bunch to be a super. Issues. They mentioned it first episode.
Did they really?
And he actually uses his celebrity as an ex-super to help him out with the cases. His partner was killed by a rogue super.
I'm going
to
reserve judgment on that till I see it.
Pretty cool.
Because I don't like that speeding it along, but it's a really great comic book.
It is a good comic book. They brought in... TV elements, like his partner was killed first episode,
okay,
and they brought in a fresh newbie.
Is it like a procedural kind of? I know the newbie Little is the bit. Partner on the show in
yeah.
the comic.
Yeah, Pilgrim.
Yeah, all right, I'm down.
It's good, man. It's good, and for a first edition of a PlayStation thing,
I'm surprised PlayStation
beat Xbox, right? That's what I was saying. Yeah. Xbox was talking about
the
FIFA
big game
Streets
about their Halo series and everything.
Nothing. I haven't seen shit about it.
Probably glitched out.
It's probably up. I just can't see it on my dashboard.
The actor,
it's
only audio.
The actor playing Master Chief just kept running into a wall over and over.
He died.
No face.
He died. His neck got all contorted weirdly.
Yeah, but...
Like in Assassin's Creed.
You couldn't download the whole thing.
Powers, check it out, man. I mean, like, I think that if they keep on going with these awesome shows, I think it could really bring people to buy systems.
Again, I haven't seen it, but it's a great comic book.
It is a great comic book. I'm
really looking forward to checking this out now.
Also, you use that one like benchmark show, like what AMC had Breaking Bad.
Like HBO, then, I only hold on to Game of Thrones now.
Well, HBO had The Sopranos.
HBO's the one channel that consistently has
But look at it, you know, through the timeline. They got their Sopranos, and then they became the TV show network. And then AMC had Mad Men and had launched into all the other shows. So all you need is that one show. You're right.
I feel that Mad Men... Was it's like a niche thing. It was everyone liked Breaking Bad.
Originally. That took four seasons for people to give a shit.
No one really cares about Mad Men right now.
Yeah, but it was at least critically acclaimed. And
yeah,
I give a shit.
You guys
about
are
Mad
talking
Man.
About cable things that come in packages. I'm talking about like maybe someone who might buy Netflix for House of Cards
and House of Cards. Exactly.
Right.
Good example.
Right.
Good
show. Or Hulu for nothing that they have right now. Oh no, they actually have Orange is the New Black.
Which was a Netflix. So
was
fuck
it?
Hulu.
That's Netflix show.
Yeah.
Why do I have Hulu?
Nobody has
Hulu.
Hulu
does all like new shows.
I have Hulu for South Park is why
I like
Hulu.
I like
that's the only reason I have Hulu right now.
I like reruns of SNL too, but I just don't need
it.
It's
Sound
on County Central, right? Like,
yeah.
You were thinking of that superhero show with
the Awesomes.
They have Hulu. The Awesomes for Hulu.
No, it's not animated. It's the British kids who are like...
The Misfits. Misfits.
Yes.
Misfits
is that what you were thinking of?
It's Orange. Nothing I would buy Hulu for, like, if I saw the first episode.
No, but it's an enjoyable show for a couple episodes before it gets old.
The Awesomes is the reason.
I still haven't finished Misfits.
You are correct. No, I haven't either, and I kind of gave up on it.
I did, too.
Anyway, so that's the news.
It's a nice, meaty news segment we have.
Nice, meaty, right? Everyone knows I like to do the discussion now.
Okay.
The discussion I wanted to know is... See, there's a lot of DLC, and I notice that every week this new Resident Evil is coming out. I don't play games that come out with episodes too much. I know Brian's very heavy into it. I know, Pete, you've played them for a while.
Big time.
Do you prefer that?
I do.
You do?
You know what? I kind of do, because it makes the game last a lot longer.
It forces you to go back to it and play it?
No, it's just like... It keeps the story...
It's like... No, I'm seeing your door open. It's like a TV show. You know how every week you look forward to a TV show?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I want to watch... I'm watching Better Call Saul now every week.
Yeah.
You look forward. Monday night, I'm going to watch it. With the episodic thing, I know I'm going to get home. I'm going to have a two-hour episode to play through of a game. And it's something I can actually sink my teeth into and like look forward to.
With those Telltale games, I feel that like...
Well,
the game
not just
bigger.
Telltale. The Resident Evil isn't Telltale.
Telltale's
well,
where I
well,
my
that's,
brain
that's
goes.
The, that's
right.
like the
of course
the main
the, me
one.
Too, me too.
So basically, like you know, if they gave me the whole game at once, I would literally finish on a Saturday, and then I wouldn't have that game until they came out with the new one. With the episode system, I'll actually play it a couple of times as the good guy, the bad guy.
Yeah, try the options.
Yeah, and I'll try the options, and then I'll wait like a month for the next one to come out.
I played that last Game of Thrones episode from Telltale like twice already.
You cannot say that, kid.
No, you can't. No, I'm talking episode two. I hate that game. You haven't played episode two yet.
Not yet, no.
By the way, play that fucking game. Play Tales from the Borderlands. That game rocks.
You got the whole group, right? The whole Telltale group.
The bundle.
Yeah. I wish that there was just like a Telltale channel where I could pay like...
You don't have this in your news, but they're starting TV shows.
Telltale
has been... I don't have it in front of me, but they've been like... into making actual TV shows with an interactive video game to go along with each episode.
Well, I remember they tried that like in the movies or something, and that did not go well.
You kept tapping a button for like the outcome. Completely stupid.
Yeah,
but I would actually pay like you know how like a lot of like WWF has their thing for like $120 a month. You get all the pay per views and all the.
He lost $100 million on that.
Well, who?
Vince McMahon.
Because they charged $30 pay per view.
He went from being a billionaire to a $900 million.
Poor guy.
Well, I'm saying if Telltale did that, where you just pay $120 a year and you just get all the Telltale content,
I wouldn't trust that because that's WWF has, or WWE rather, sorry, World Wildlife Federation.
Right.
But WWE has things that you know about, SummerSlam and Royal Rumble and stuff, so you know about that. What? Telltale Games, if I paid per year and they're like, oh, shit's coming out, but you know what, we had to delay it, I'd be very mad.
All right, yeah, but I mean, they've been pretty good about coming out every year with more content to the different series that they're running.
True, and I know what you're talking about, like the EA Season Pass. Like, I currently subscribe to EA Season Pass, and they've been doing it where you get all the sports games, $10 a month, you get Plants vs. Zombies and Peggle 2, and every month they do add two more free games.
Because there's several games that I don't even play, like there's a Back to the Future one, there's
I actually played the Back to the Future one.
They're cool. Pretty cool. Like I would, I'm not that into. I love Back to the Future, but if I had the pass, I would go play the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree completely. Because when I saw the deal for the collection, I jumped. I don't know Borderlands that well. I played a little bit of Borderlands 1, but then I played Tales from
the
Borderlands.
Two is the best.
Tales from the Borderlands. They only have one episode out. Is the single funniest game I've ever played.
Is Jack in it? Handsome Jack.
Hinted that he's going to return for it.
Okay.
He's kind of shows up at the end as a ghost.
Cool. He's like the Joker.
But it's Troy Baker is the main guy.
Well, that's why he's like the Joker.
And it's got like Chris Hardwick's his sidekick. And then there's...
Oh, that's why he likes
Monster
boner for that guy.
I like my Nerdist podcast.
Yeah.
But there's some really funny shit.
Just watch
it
singled out. All right. So that does it for the news. Who's ready for a test? Anybody ready for a test?
Bring it on.
Let's do it.
All right. If you're ready, I'm ready.
This is a test. Pop quiz, hotshot. Test your might. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bryce's ass so hard. This is only a test.
All right, tonight we're going to talk about catchphrases, and I'm not talking about, like, some of them are super famous, some of them aren't. I know we did call signs for games like Halo and Combat Evolved, but I'm talking about actual quotes from games that are so famous that if we saw them on a t-shirt or something in the mall, we know what game they're talking about.
Okay, I like it.
All right.
Hand raising?
There is hand raising.
To chime in?
Hand raising to chime in.
It's not fair.
No loss of points.
Shock's got a back scratcher with 3 feet of extension over there.
I don't respect the back scratcher. All right. First one. Flawless victory.
Mortal Kombat.
Max Becker.
Mortal Kombat.
Well, that was my one I was going to get.
Yeah. Was it? Well, you don't know if he's right yet.
He's right.
Well, audio. All right. There you go.
Point.
Price is Right sounds, by the way, tonight. Now we're going to go Tiger Uppercut. Max Barracuda.
Street Fighter 2, specifically.
Sagat.
That was a tough one. Could have been Lion King, the game.
Like he did throw out a hot Scar. He's like, Tiger Uppercut!
he did throw out a good one. Now, here's one of the more famous ones I've seen.
By the way,
Lou,
he's a lion.
From it. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It's a sequel.
Pack of Tiger. Could have been the Jungle Book. Would have made it funnier. Right. Anyway.
Shere Khan.
The cake is a lie. Max Barracuda.
Portal.
Here we go. This is familiar. Max is crushing it. Would you kindly... Max Barracuda.
BioShock. Step up, fellas. Come on.
Really? Who said that?
Are you kidding me? That was all crux of the
whole
game.
Point of the game. It's in, not Andrew Ryan, Atlas. The whole time. Would you kindly pick up that crowbar?
Yeah. I don't know.
You have died of dysteria.
Oh.
Maddox Barracuda.
Oregon Trail? I think you mean dysentery.
Is that a serious quote from the game?
If somebody, they have t-shirts, dude. They have t-shirts of it. I came across a video game t-shirt website.
Do you know what the most disappointing thing about
And they had a section for these, so I just wrote a bunch down.
The most disappointing about that particular game was that you shot like 19 things in that screen, and it's like you could take 5 pounds of meat.
I have five sons.
Why did I kill a buffalo?
Why did I bother naming all these sons if they can't carry anything?
Man. I got a goddamn wagon.
I'm not a banker. I'm a guy who fixes wagon wheels. They should have gave you more strength. It's super effective.
Oh, fuck.
Max Barracuda.
Final Fantasy?
Anyone else? It's super effective?
Oh, shit. I know what it is.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm going to know
God
what it is.
God damn it.
You should.
No, I don't got it.
Nobody?
Can I do a secondary no points answer?
What kind of
you can, it? No points. Just for respect.
Pokemon?
Ding.
All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Came to me late.
It's super effective.
I don't really play those fucking.
You must have not played.
I just
it at
watched.
All.
If you use a fire type,
I know you love the TV
against
show.
The grass type. It's
super
effective.
Effective or an insect type. Just so you know,
and so on and so forth.
Okay, this one I saw on a T-shirt. Watch his bull charge. Stand up to him. Giant shock.
Punch out bubble.
There you
all
go.
All right. On the board. I wish I had some Splinter Cell quotes for Lou.
I know.
Some snake quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Like ring. I meant like the game on your calculator.
Snake. Oh yeah.
Like, snake.
Okay, I got me.
Okay, here's one that I thought might fool everyone a little bit. I'm a Wario. Giant Shock?
Wario World?
So let me finish. I'm a Wario, and I'm a gonna win.
I don't either would have still said Wario.
Do we lose points if we jump in wrong?
No.
All right. I'm gonna go Mario Kart.
Wow.
I'm a gonna win.
I'm a gonna win.
Or Mario Tennis, or Mario Party, or whatever.
Are you sure the quote wasn't Wario, come out and play it.
Wario.
Wario.
I would have loved it. I would have loved it.
Dude, you got to draw that picture for A-Squad.
I would have loved it.
Mario clanging the three bottles going, Wario.
I'll do it.
To play. I'll
that's, do it. That's a t-shirt.
I could do it. Okay. I'll get two more in here, and then a much harder one. It's dangerous to go... Max Barracuda.
Legend of Zelda.
Your official quote?
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
Killing it. Do a barrel roll. Max Barracuda.
Star Fox. Boom.
Yes, they're taking it on the chin. It's really getting beat up. Maybe I should have saved the tiger uppercut for Max Barracuda's quote.
Tiger uppercut.
All right. And lastly, for all the... You know what?
All the marbles again? Yeah. All right, I like it.
Yeah.
All
right. No, you know what? I wanted to start doing like a super question that had absolutely nothing to do with video games. Like, what are the 4 points that roses are judged by in a rose-growing competition?
Oh, color, star. Right.
Straightness of the stem, inside spiral, and interior petals.
This is beautiful clarity.
Aroma.
But you know what? I didn't actually come up with one. Although I could have used that one. I don't know how I know that information, but I do.
It's pure speculation.
Okay, so here's the last one. I mean, what are you going to do? Giant's going to bet his 1 point. It's not going to happen, but let's see if we can do it for honor, fellas. Let's see.
For honor.
Now, everyone knows this quote, but very few people know actually where it came from. All your bases are belong to us.
Mm.
All your base.
All your base are belong to us.
Everyone knows that quote.
Everyone knows it.
I know. Nobody knows, man.
I can admit. I have the picture in my face of the guy with the one metallic eye with the
everyone's
Vegeta thing.
I'm not going to lie. It's Greek to me. I have no idea.
Everyone's seen it. It's Japanese,
by the way. Can't think of it. Can't think of the name.
One more time, was it?
All your base are belong to us.
No idea.
The best translation in
video. Yeah, it was one of the worst translation. All right, I'll give you guys a little more time.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's... Oh, shit. Fuck. Damn it!
Darkstalkers!
Mega Man!
Zero Wing. Zero Wing.
Which whatever that is.
It was a terrible game. But whatever it's one of the more famous quiz. All right, so that was a good quiz. Of course, Max Barracuda killed it.
Yeah, whatever.
We need Danny back, is what we need.
Do we?
We do, yeah. He's the only one who showed opposition. Enjoy it, though.
He's got a theme song?
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, you should hear mine, homie.
Yeah, unfortunately for Dan, we hear this one a lot more.
Then Dan's?
He doesn't play the game. No, actually, you're right. He says a funny comment. He plays his theme song.
Fucking Dan just plays it when you win. He's like, oh, Pete, you won.
I'm waiting to hear it now.
I'm not doing it.
Thank you.
It's happening. It's just 100% happening. Just trust
too
me.
Much. Too much build up.
No.
Don't tarnish my domination.
He's like Roger Rabbit. It's like he can put his hand out of the handcuff at any time, but he's only going to do it when it's funny. All right.
So we already did the talking points. I actually, in my show, little doctor here, this doctrine, whatever, I was going to do the discussion after the test, but we did it before.
I like it.
Okay.
All right. So here's the nonsense section that we were going to do. Last week, we did a movie section where we tried to come up with a movie for Toe Jam and Earl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Terrible. Terrible. Oh. I've never been more embarrassed in my life.
I did not think it was that bad.
No,
Seth Rogen and James Franco? I thought we did good.
All right. It was terrible. Giant Shock has convinced me to once again try it, but with a different format.
Okay.
Look, the way I convinced him was like, hey, look, after that first spaceship that didn't go to the moon crashed, they didn't stop.
I don't remember you saying that, but...
In my mind.
All right. Yeah.
Did we stop the space program after Apollo 11?
I remember more of, come on.
Did we stop waging war with people after the Bay of Pigs?
No, never. Anyway, now A-Squad is going to the movies.
We need an idea for a movie that's a home run, a feel-good romp for the whole family.
Given the current trends of the movie going public, can you come up with an idea for a movie that will break 100 million box office?
Anyway...
This
week we will be going over one of my favorite games, which is also coming out with a movie soon, so it's perfect. Twisted Metal.
Ooh, good one.
Twisted Metal is getting a movie, and we will be trying to cast it and come out with the... They already have a director involved. I forgot the guy's name.
I'm on it.
All right, thank you.
Gore Verbinski.
I was kind of...
This movie needs a lot more gore and a lot less Verbinski.
I was actually leaning towards Max to hook it up and look it up.
I know my role on this show.
All right, Twisted Metal, for people who don't know, let me discuss it briefly. It's a tournament of vehicles with wacky weapons
hosted by Calypso.
Hosted by a man named Calypso who seems to have stolen powers from the devil.
Ooh, I just found it. Brian Taylor.
Okay.
Who would be excellent at this because he directed the Crank movies, which are insane.
So expect Statham in it.
No, he...
Jason Statham.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. Hopefully he'll listen to this and get some ideas. So anyway, the Twisted Metal movies, the Twisted Metal games, rather. Calypso can give you anything you wish, but you have to beat his wacky tournament. The whole concept is that the world can't stop his tournaments. Like, he basically holds his tournament wherever he wants.
I imagine he held his tournament, like, in a third world country.
No, it was in L.A. first, and then
forgot there were famous... Yeah,
and
yeah,
the second one was Twisted Metal World Tour, where he just basically brought it wherever
Eiffel
he wanted.
Eiffel Tower was in that
My
shit.
Favorite and you could take was it down. Black. Twisted Metal Black was the best Twisted Metal by far.
That was my personal favorite, too, because it showed off the PlayStation 2's capabilities right off
the bat.
It had
the best stories.
Had actually...
PlayStation 3, rather.
Had Painted Black, which made us love that song even more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hence mm-hmm. the name of mm-hmm. everything we do.
Love it.
That's true. All right, so we're first off, Brian Taylor, he's going to do excellently. I did look it up. I forgot the gentleman's name.
He's wacky. He does weird.
He does good ones.
Really over-the-top movies.
But if it wasn't him, if you took him out of the picture, who would you prefer to direct it?
Tarantino.
Tarantino was mine, yeah.
You're just taking Tarantino out there, huh?
Yeah, man.
Right at the bat. You got to go there.
You know why? Because Tarantino doesn't bother with backstories a ton. Either you live in that world or not. Like,
what about the Vega Boys?
No, but that's exactly
well, I'm saying,
the
like,
thing.
You, Dust Till Dawn.
You're thrown into the world.
He didn't explain why vampires are there. They're there.
They're there. It's not until the last shot of the movie that you know what's going on.
Right, right.
What were they, said, psychos?
I don't know. Guillermo del Toro?
Ooh, he'd be good.
He might be good. That might be a little epic.
Well, everything would look really awesome.
Exactly. Sweet Tooth would look badass.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that Twisted Metal lends itself to the gory vibe that Tarantino's got a little more.
I would even go so far as an Eli Roth.
Crickets? Crickets, anyone?
No,
the guy from Hostel.
Who is
he? Eli Roth is great.
He's from Hostel. He did Hostel.
He
was the Bear Jew. He was Bear Jew in
Yes, yes, yes.
He's the king of gore. He's great at gore.
Nice. Nice pick, Crickets.
Well, if I wanted to add really substance and a whole new way to look at things, give me J.J. Abrams, bro.
No.
No.
Too many lens flares.
No, thanks.
Very clean.
Nah, I'm not into it.
He does clean work.
Yeah. Look. Obviously, I was going to say Tarantino.
There'd be a little too much.
Jump on the goddamn bandwagon, like.
Machete.
Robert Rodriguez.
Rodriguez!
Machete.
All right. Conversation over. Perfect.
Rodriguez.
That's
perfect. We need to add a car to the movie that wasn't in the game, an El Camino.
Yeah, with a mariachi band.
Yeah, with a mariachi band driven by Robert Rodriguez. Or Machete. The special of the car is it flings Machete at you.
Yes.
Yeah. The DVD, like the DVD setup.
No, you nailed it on that. Robert Rodriguez Thank would be the perfect Rodriguez. Director.
All right.
Because you'd have to have characters with body parts that
gritty.
Are weapons.
I know. Well, Axel, I guess.
Axel, played by Vin Diesel. I mean, look at him.
Vin Diesel.
This is the next thing we do. We're going to start to cast the movie.
Okay, so Axel is on there. I was going to pick the main protagonist that we normally
Sweet
see.
Tooth.
But let's do Axel first. I like the idea of doing Vin Diesel and hinting that he's Dom from the Fast and the Furious who got punished. Like the Rock beat the shit out of him and put him in there.
There's Axel right there. He's bald. I'm seeing a little Vin.
Oh, the Rock. I see the Rock. Maybe Vin Diesel did it to the Rock.
Screw Vin Diesel. The Rock.
Yeah.
Because Vin Diesel up there, the wheels going to be so much bigger than him. When the Rock, we make the wheels look bitch.
Like, why are you on training wheels, bro?
Yeah. Rock would be like, come at me! And you'd be like, it's the fucking Rock!
He would be the only person that I'd be terrified. Like, if he was actually rolling in the Axel thing, I always was never afraid of Axel, but I'd be like, oh, all right, maybe.
Yeah, dude, Vin Diesel's on. You'd be like, yo, who
those chains are tight, right? I like, can't have him getting up and just punch my car to death.
You'd be like, yo, who's homeboy strapped to wheels? Like, Vin Diesel's it. But if you're like, if it's the Rock, like, yo, the Rock's luckily he snapped two wheels. We can maybe get away from this guy.
Shh, turn off your motor.
Idle.
Hear him just smell.
Yeah. Oh no, that would be terrible.
The Rock is Axel.
Okay.
No, but look at this guy's face.
But we are going seriously. With Robert Rodriguez, correct?
Yeah.
The so Rock can play that guy.
He can.
Kind of looks like The Rock.
He can. Okay. Calypso.
Calypso?
Calypso. For people who don't know, Calypso, main protagonist with the devil powers who can give you...
Guy who runs the contest.
Pacino!
Ooh, I don't know. Why? Are you going devil's advocate? That's why?
It's because it'd be great for him. Like, so, you want to get revenge? Okay.
I'm seeing a little smoother. Jared Leto in that picture. Like,
I don't want to give it to him because the Joker. I don't want to give it to him because the Joker.
I don't care how they look, just how funny it would be for them to be in there.
Oh, that's
he's cool. Actually, he's bold in a couple games, too.
He looks like Tommy Wiseau from The Room.
Oh, hello.
All right. Oh, hello, Axel.
Who's that pick?
Hi, Sweet Tooth.
So what are you guys thinking?
Who was that?
Tom
Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston.
Well, if it's just Loki. What they look like, then Trent Reznor.
Right. No, it's not based on that. It's based on who you think would give a good performance, too. Trent Reznor's
No, I'm with Lou on this
terrible.
One. The guy who played Loki in The Avengers.
That British
yeah,
guy?
He. You know what? He would play a great Calypso. See, I was going along the lines of giving somebody, just because I liked Heath Ledger as a Joker, giving someone a chance. All right, everyone, just let it ferment for a little while. Howie Mandel.
Oh, shut up.
I want him. I want
Bobby's
him.
Bobby's World? Get yeah. out of here.
The guy who's afraid to shake hands with
people? No, because he's a game show dude now. Ick. You know, he runs game show thing.
With his little genie mustache.
He's got the suitcases.
So why not just have Drew Carey with the horn rim glasses? Who cares?
Because Drew Carey's Drew Carey,
he's
dude.
Awesome, though.
No.
Steve Harvey.
No, Howie Mandel. Howie Mandel could do it.
Okay. Alex Trebek.
I will go with Loki, though.
All right, who's the next character? With Loki.
Sweet else? Tooth. Sweet Tooth.
You got Sweet Tooth.
Oh, Mickey Rourke.
Mm.
He's
Dave or Needles Kane.
Who is that?
He's Sweet Tooth's real name. I was going to go into his little bio.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the actor. I was like, Needles Kane.
Sweet Tooth is the only character who has been in every single Twisted Metal. He's supposedly a serial killer. You never really know his background story. He's like the Joker, and he drives around the ice cream truck. He's the guy, if you've seen a Twisted Metal.
Head on fire, the whole
head
thing.
On fire.
Mickey Rourke, dude, look at that body.
He does have the kind of ripped up old guy body.
I like Mickey Rourke.
You could actually supplant Mickey Rourke's voice with someone else.
I'm going to say maybe like a Michael Chiklis.
No,
Michael
little Chiklis. Heavy. Little
oh?
Heavy.
No.
He's not talking commission.
No, it's tough Michael with the Chiklis. Mask.
He's talking thing, Michael Chiklis.
It's very tough with the mask. I would go for Stallone.
Stallone?
I don't
as
know.
The body type.
God, no.
Older guy. Older guy.
No.
But, Yo Calypso.
Super rain.
I want the ice cream over
I'm saying
here.
Body type. Super veiny, older dude looking thing. But throw the mask on him. Doesn't have to be Stallone.
First of all, if you got Sweet Tooth as Stallone, you just get Stallone
as
clown.
Right.
Hey, I'm an ice cream man.
Look no, at Judge, I don't wear makeup.
Look at Judge Dredd. He, you need to see the man's face.
You're right. Okay? Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so what are we going to go on?
Oh, man.
I like Rourke. I don't think it's
I would
perfect.
Go, I would He's go Mickey old. Rourke.
I'm going to say Batista is a good choice.
Dave Batista?
That guy's the worst.
He's Guardians, dude.
He's kind of. I mean, like he's jacked, but he's kind of like shorter jacked. Like he's not like.
I could see it.
That guy's like 6'5", bro.
I could see it. I could actually see it.
What about Tom Hardy? Anybody?
Tom Hardy, yes. Yeah,
Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
just definitely. Big, like he was in what's that brawler movie? Benson or whatever.
Yo, that was when he's Bronson. A fighter in the fight.
Yeah,
Bronson
style.
Fights in the jail and shit.
I see you've entered my Twisted Metal tournament.
Yeah.
Embrace the darkness and eat this ice cream.
I think Tom Hardy Bronson.
I like it. I'll
that's what
it.
I'm thinking.
I mess with it.
Okay.
Mr. Grimm, just so people know, he's the motorcycle rider. He's my preferred character. He's got a super awesome special, not a lot of armor, which is my style. They project him as the Grim Reaper. Sometimes they project him as a Vietnam
In
vet
Twisted
who had to
Metal
eat
Black,
his buddies.
He was a cannibal.
He was.
That always was probably the coolest storyline to me.
Yeah, he's the second most recognizable character as far as I'm concerned with Twisted Metal.
For Grimm, that's who I'd cast Jared Leto as.
Really?
Yeah, man, Grimm.
No. Well, first off, if you had to make the creative choice, which one would you go for? The Vietnam vet.
The Vietnam vet.
Right,
yeah,
who's wearing
the
skull of his buddy
of
that
death.
They made him eat.
I'd go with this guy here. Not the Spectre of Death, but like the... Yeah, the Nam vet. I'd cast like Norman Reedus.
That was my pick.
Norman Reedus?
Well, for the Vietnam version.
Yeah, all right. I see that. I can get down with that.
Like, he looks like a Daryl Dixon type, but with
the
skull
mask. Instead of Norman, what about the other guy?
Patrick Flannery?
No. His older brother.
Oh!
All right.
Oh, you're saying fucking Merle.
Yeah, Merle.
Well, the only thing is...
Michael Rooker would actually be great. He's a sweet tooth.
Maybe.
He's too small.
But that's what I'm saying.
He's like hulking.
Michael Rooker, his characters are always very...
racist?
Or non-conscientious. While Mr. Grimm, his whole background with the Vietnam thing is that he's haunted by something he did, so I think that's more Daryl Dixon than...
Yes, I agree. Or looking at him, Nicolas Cage, because he's got a little ghostwriter vibe.
No.
That was the worst.
You need somebody utterly...
You just hurt my feelings.
You need somebody utterly
good
ridiculous.
Good old chiclet teeth.
Chiclet teeth.
The only thing is, I'd like to cast somebody and give them like a role that you wouldn't expect and have them knock it out of the park.
My vote's for Norman Reedus.
Sweet Tooth, put the ice cream down, Sweet Tooth.
I'll say that, but Nicolas Cage, come on.
That's what we call a joke, Luke.
He already ruined one skeleton dude on a bike.
Exactly.
He's got the Monopoly on.
Any other characters you got?
Yeah, Warthog.
Warthog.
Warthog is generally depicted as
Arlie Ermey.
I know, me too.
That's too old. He's too old now.
Now, Warthog is generally depicted as a Humvee, and lately he's been, what was he? Lately he's been like a tank with a...
All right, fuck it. I'll go completely opposite of what you're thinking.
Station wagon.
Jamie Foxx. In Jarhead, that character.
Well, I see that.
Anyway,
I see him.
He usually is played by... his story is generally that he works for the army, and he's looking for a massive weapon to help
Jamie Foxx is my vote.
Jamie Foxx,
he
man.
A, lends legitimacy to the role, and B, he looks like the guy.
In some, he looks like Ali Army or, you know.
Arlie Ermey?
Yeah.
Is what I picture it. But actually,
in the first couple, and then they change him.
Yeah. But I'll go Jamie Foxx. He's awesome.
I would throw. Oh, no. Terry Crews. Jones. Terry Crews.
He's too comic. Like, he's
nah,
too goofy.
Yeah, he just, woo!
I'll say Terry Crews for Axel.
Ooh, Terry Crews for
Axel. He's like, oh.
Oh, my God. You sold. Yeah, I want to see that movie now. Yeah. Yes, please.
And not even the Twisted Metal movie, just the Axel movie with Terry Crews like trying to buy a latte.
Yeah,
like, you better come out here now.
I need a Thai tea latte.
All right, Warthog.
Michael Jai White.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
Michael Jai White.
He's awesome.
I like Michael Jai.
Fucking Black Dynamite.
Yeah, good call, man. Good call.
Anybody else?
The outlaw brother and sister, who are the cop cars in the first one. The cop car was driven by a dude. The brother, and he wanted to stop
Robert
the tournament.
Patrick.
Hold on. Let me just explain for the listeners. And in the second one, in the first one, a lot of the storylines don't match up to the second, but for whatever reason, in the first one, he was the one who actually won, or one of the winners, and he wished that he lived in a world without Twisted Metal. So, of course, Calypso's thing is that he twists your wish. So he just sent him into space to live forever and float around the cop car. In the second one, the sister also won, and her deal was that she got sent into space because she said, I wish I could see my brother. He goes, oh, wish granted, and thought he dicked her by sending her to space, but he didn't know that she hooked up her cop car to be able to
rock it back.
So she got them both back, their brother and sister.
I'm seeing...
He'd be clearly dead, though, with the sans spaceship cop car.
I think he... Yeah. That would be terrible to be with that guy.
I'm seeing, what's the guy from Justified?
No.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Robert Patrick, the T-1000.
No.
The T-1000, bro.
What's that guy's name?
From Justified?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who you're talking
about. Are you talking
about
the racist guy?
Judge Dredd.
The new Judge Dredd.
Oh, the guy from Rohan.
Yes. I'm blanking on his name. But that's him. Clearly.
I'd like to see a real life brother sister.
And
combo.
She's probably, I don't know, Michelle Rodriguez type.
Nah.
Yeah, she was.
She's a little tough girl kind of thing.
But do we know any real life brother and sister combo that we could throw in there?
Jake and Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I could do that. Just because it's a brother sister combo.
Big thumbs down.
I mean, you know, they're not the best.
It worked out in Batman.
I would have put
They're like, whoa, time out. Katie Holmes dropped us. Kill her in the second movie.
I could see Eva Green.
Eva Green? Oh, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I
could definitely see Eva Green.
I'll even go with your other Justify guy, Walton Goggins, as the dude.
Who the hell is Walter Goggins?
He was in the
Shield,
Django.
Right? He was the
He was Shane on the Shield.
I like to dance at you in the moonlight. Like that guy.
He's the bad guy on Justified, the racist guy.
He's the racist guy in everything you ever did.
Kind of looks like that.
I want the T-1000, Robert Patrick.
He's too old now.
He's too old.
He's like 70.
You remember Prime Robert Patrick.
Have you seen this boy? Have you seen this boy?
Yeah, I 100% agree with that one. The dude from The Shield and Justified.
Yes, that's a good cast.
Walter Goggins?
Yeah.
Or I would like to see a wife-husband combo have to pretend to be brother and sister, so it's creepy. Like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner.
Jolie.
Yeah.
Jolie Pitt would be a huge get for this movie.
I mean, that's
Calypso, what's in a box? What's in a box, Calypso?
Oh, it's Sweet Tooth.
It's your wife's head, like, guy. That's what you asked for. Thank you.
Any more while we're on this?
No, I mean, I have, you know, there's Roadkill, there's Shadow, there's, you know.
Can I add comic relief, Charlie Day?
Yes. As who?
As Calypso's secondhand dude. He's like, all right, what's going on here? There's a whole battle, and you know what? Outlaw's winning. We already sent his sister and his cousin to space.
What we have here is a race Twisted Metal-ish, you know?
All right, so then, you know what? Maybe he can drive Hammerhead. Remember the two idiots who just wanted new tires on their monster
truck? It's Patty's Pub's Hammerhead.
Yeah.
It's him and Glenn Howerton.
Yes.
Yes. And Mac.
And Mac.
Yes.
And Dean. And Frank.
Just throw DeVito
all
in there.
All of them just in it.
Yeah.
Tie in, baby.
Half the time, Charlie's like, wild card, bitches, and jumps out.
Very nice. Very nice. And I think we're all on agreement that
this was a way
Thumper
better movie.
Thumper is just Tyrese Gibson. Game over. We're done.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or that guy.
I didn't even want to ask.
Or that guy who played what's his face? Captain America's sidekick, the wing, the guy who flew around.
Falcon.
Or Falcon.
Anthony Mackie.
He would play a good Thumper too.
Yeah.
Although that car probably won't make it to the movie because it's just that column of fire that comes out the front.
It's like, yo, your grill melted, bro.
And then Roadkill was a good one too. And that'll be the last one we'll cast. Fuck.
Who's Roadkill?
Roadkill is a crazy drifter type guy. And I remember in the first one, he wished to wake up. And he's like, I wish to wake up. I just wish to wake up. And Calypso's like, wish granted. And he wakes up in a hospital. And there are his family's all around him. But all the contestants of Twisted Metal are around him also. And it was like a cool ending because you didn't know whether they were in a car accident and he dreamed that shit. Or if he just woke up in the hospital next to the other contestants.
There's no images of the driver.
He's dirty. There he is. That was him. We're pulling up images right there. And his car was always the coolest. It's always the one.
This guy?
Yes. That's him. He looks like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Reeves. Give it to John Wick.
Yeah, Keanu.
You can see that.
Little John Wick, actually.
He doesn't have to emote, does he?
No.
Taylor Kitsch.
Taylor Kitsch?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a John. Dude.
Just because Lou's here, Channing Tatum.
Tatum.
Channing, he's dreamy. He's like
dreamy eyes.
Yep.
Kill him first scene. Just go, oh, Tatum.
The main beef of the story. Who would be the main protagonist are you hoping for?
Calypso.
Yeah.
You hope the story is just about Calypso?
The first movie would have to be Calypso.
It's got
to
be an ensemble. I mean, like, it's coming, but I mean, it's probably going to be focused on, like, three drivers.
I would think. You'd have to make it Sweet Tooth. You'd have to make it... Who's like the hero?
You really think they're going to do that? I think Sweet Tooth's going to be the mysterious... I'm talking about real movie that's coming up now.
He's a mainstay. You got to have him as the mainstay.
I feel he's just like Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Well, all right, he's a mainstay.
Look
he's
at past a, video game movies. Do we not include M. Bison in Street Fighter? Do we not include...
That was different. That was a different story.
Shao Tsung in Mortal Kombat. You got to have the main guy... Are we not going to have Altair in the Assassin's Creed movie? You got to have him.
Altair is a good guy.
Yeah. Yes, but I'm saying the main characters, the identifiable characters, got to be in there.
I don't see them focusing on Sweet Tooth.
No,
story
but he's got to be the wild card.
You know,
right.
I'd rather
he's
going to
be
this,
the Captain Jack Sparrow of the movie.
I'd rather see this as a series where each episode is like a different guy wins.
Yes, how cool would that be?
Yeah. I would like to see him. Yeah, that would be awesome.
I like that idea.
I would also like to see this where...
Yo, movies are obsolete.
They're tie-ins.
Pete's like, fuck a movie.
No, let's strictly stick with Netflix series at this point.
Yeah, right?
All
right,
so around the room, Giant Shock ran out for another beer.
Well, I just want to read... This is a video game related text that my girlfriend just sent me. When giants kill you in Skyrim, how graceful you fly through the air for a moment or two. That was a time killer.
That sounded like
Is she throwing haikus?
She haikued.
All right, so around the room, who do you believe will be the main protagonist
of the movie?
Do you think they're going to focus on Calypso for the most screen time?
They're going to make hit. If I know movies, he'll be the main villain, and like Sweet Tooth will be his henchman because they fuck up these stories.
I know they do. But who will be the main protagonist? I want to say main protagonist.
With
who's
going to
get the most screen time? Not with ours, but in the real life movie.
On the real life movie, they'd probably make it someone stupid, like they did in Guile with Street Fighter.
I'm going to say it's Outlaw.
It's going to be like Warthog. They probably make him like
Warthog sounds plausible.
Like they probably make him the all American dude, and his like buddy died in Iraq.
Well, then it's definitely Channing. That's who it's going to.
No. Watch it be
it's
like
Tatum.
Lou's eyes right there.
He loves him.
He just was like dreaming.
It'd be like someone you would never ever cast. Like who's Channing Tatum's? Who's Cobra Commander in that movie?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Like Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Warthog. That's how the Hollywood wanted. It's
that's
like,
yeah. We need mass appeal.
Right. Gordon-Levitt.
Lou. Who do you think is going to be the main protagonist? Car.
Get Jonah Hill on the phone.
I don't know, but I'd like to see some Juggernaut.
Juggernaut would be cool. He's not going to be in it.
Like the
X-Men? All the specialty cars. No, he was a specialty car, like a. Ender boss.
Oh, like the Minion was?
Like, yeah, like Minion was. Exactly.
Realistically, it should. I would like it if I was watching the film.
You know who could play a sweet, sweet tooth? The guy who played Juggernaut in the X-Men movie.
Vinny Jones?
Yeah. Anyway, we're done casting.
By the way, Spectre, Statham.
Spectre needs to be Statham.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah. All right.
Both of those are actually not bad.
Anyway, so Lou, who in the real movie do you think is going to be the main protagonist?
Someone without a mask.
Max?
I'm still sticking with my Calypso.
Do you really think they're going to make the whole movie about Calypso?
No, he's got to be the villain. He's the guy holding the tournament.
Yeah. That would be the best way to do it. Look,
so you think it's going to be like a Batman type thing where they
I'm looking back to every video game movie that's ever been made. Was the villain of Mortal Kombat not Shang Tsung?
He was.
Was the villain
I saw a lot more Bowser than I needed to. In the
was the villain Mario, Mario not was Bowser? Hopper. Was the villain of Street Fighter not M. Bison?
Yeah,
no,
he
of course
was.
It's going to be the video game character. They're not going to stray too far. They're going to be uncreative about
it. I think
they're
going to go with Outlaw.
They're probably going to get Yue Ball to direct it instead, and it's going to suck.
Pretty rough.
Who do you think should be the main protagonist now? And that's the last question. If it was up to you, Mr. Giant Grimm. Shock.
Who I think Grimm's got... But the way we casted it, at this point, I would like to see Statham go off against Vinny Jones at the end.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Or The Rock, if he's going to be Axel. I would love to see The Rock mess around.
I would love to see the cars blow up. Well, we'll talk about ending scene, and that'll be the last.
Okay.
Lou, who would you like to be the main protagonist?
I don't know. I always pick the bad guys.
So Sweet Tooth? You'd like to see a movie about just Sweet Tooth? The problem is that it's not going to be Sweet Tooth because there's going to be no downtime leading up to the thing. It's just going to be him sharpening shit and killing people and just like, oh, cool, now I get to kill people in a car. Awesome.
Right.
But there's no story to him, so it's not going to happen.
Okay, it might be I know I'm going back real quick, but it's a weird reference, but did anyone ever see the movie Cobra?
Of course.
No.
No?
The Stallone movie.
The bad guy in that who's like had the knife?
Yeah.
That should be Sweet Tooth.
Oh, that's not bad, actually. Go look that up, people.
Weird reference. Yeah.
People at home.
Max, who should be the main protagonist?
If I was going to pick a protagonist from the casting that we just did, I would say Mr. Grimm.
Okay.
He's an ex-war vet with a chip on his shoulder, avenging the death of somebody he cared about.
And if you made him Daryl Dixon, he'll sell the most lunchboxes.
Oh, he would sell some lunchboxes?
Mm-hmm. All right, so...
I know at least
I think
8 podcake
episodes. Roadkill would be good. I personally think I'm going to cop out and not go for one particular one. If I had to, it would be Roadkill. I think they're going to do a Aces Wild thing where they're just going to have... You know
all
I mean?
Of them out coming out.
All of them coming out at once.
You got to have a storyline. No, that's where you're.
Actually, coming. Chris Pine should be in there.
No.
No. I mean, look, I'm getting off the high of Horrible Bosses 2. He was good, but I just don't see him.
No,
in
he was an ace as well.
Chris Pine?
Yeah. He was the leader. He was the leader of the Tremor Brothers.
Was he?
No, he.
No way. He wasn't.
I'm fucking going for
he
it.
He just wasn't.
He's like, oh, sorry about shutting your finger off, bro. Sorry about that.
I don't think that was the name of the movie either.
It's Deuces Wild.
Oh, Deuces Wild.
No, yeah, it wasn't
who plays
Deuces
Aces
Wild?
Wild?
What?
It wasn't Deuces
Wild. No, Deuces Wild was the movie about the gangs and whatnot, right?
Smoking Aces.
Steven Dorff.
Smoking Aces.
Yeah, Steven Dorff came up and they're like, oh, once he gets here, and I was like, no way is this guy going to kick that much ass. And then he kicked that much ass.
Well, anyway, I still said it's the Tremor Brothers, so I'm telling you, it's Chris Pine.
Okay.
I don't think so.
You know what? I'm pissed off
Pine
about
the,
it.
It's Chris Pine and the guy from Lost. Who
but
was...
he's fucking right about this.
Is he really?
Chris Pine was the head of the Tremor Brothers. Him and the big guy
from Lost.
Wow. Okay. So.
Darwin.
Final thing. Yeah. Final scene of the movie should go.
I would like it for Calypso, like in the video game. Always won.
Yeah.
Keep true to the video game where he like. You
who wins it? Who wins the tournament?
You would have to be the guy with the biggest.
Whoever the protagonist
draw.
We chose mm-hmm. would be the winner, and Calypso would fuck him over.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Same
or
thing.
Or you just give like Sweet Tooth the win and make him like give a crazy apocalyptic ending.
That's what I want. I want Sweet Tooth to end, and then it just shows the whole world.
I would
over.
Like
and
that
then
better.
That leads up to the sequel.
It's a crazy ice cream.
I want the end scene to be like all the cars are destroyed, and they just like. 2-3 guys are still living, and they get out of the car, and they just have this wild death brawl. Axel, as The Rock, no hands, ribs out, and starts choking guys with his forearm. Sweet Tooth's
fully
in there.
Buttered.
All right, here's
and the main protagonist.
My ending of the movie is you see all the buildings blowing up around, you know, the final arena, and
the Fight Club ending.
Project Mayhem goes on, and you find that Calypso is Tyler Durden.
Yes, okay.
There you go.
I love it.
I like the visual.
He's really Edward Norton.
Yeah.
Ed Norton as Calypso.
Yeah.
Ed Norton as Calypso is not bad, really.
Yeah.
Boom, done.
There you go.
Okay.
I think we pretty much exhausted this movie. Yeah, I think I love we wrote it.
All right,
I think it's good.
This is better than I thought it was. Better than Toe Jam and Earl was.
Way better.
Well, you know what? You can't stop after the first try, man. You gotta keep going.
You're right.
You gotta keep going.
Okay, so that about wraps up the show this week.
Good one.
I was very happy with the movie sequence this week.
Yeah, it was very meaty.
It was. Very it was a meaty performance. Make sure you hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on, I think Facebook. That's really
cool. More coming, right?
More coming. I'm going to start hitting the Twitter a little higher.
Face us up on book.
Face the hell out of us.
Spread the word.
Yeah, spread the word. Like I said, I am coming out with comics every week. I was very happy with how many clicks we got on the comics this week.
It's a good It was actually a really funny comic.
It was all right. I know, a couple of nowhere to go but up.
I met a couple listeners this week.
So. Cool, man. Cool. We got 40 new listeners this week, which is nice.
Let's keep it rolling.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kick-ass, man. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. And you're welcome for such a great show. All right, so from all of us to all of you, thanks for playing.